Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Newspapers and websites. Colin Gleeson in the Irish Times reports that the chief executive of builders Cairnholmes saw his total remuneration increase by more than €800,000 last year, while his counterpart at rivals Glenveagh Properties saw his fall by more than €100,000, according to the company's annual reports. Cairn chief executive Michael Stanley's remuneration climbed to €1.9 million, up from €1.1 million, attributed to bonuses and pension contributions. The group's chief financial officer, Shane Doherty, made €1.7 million, which was unchanged from the year before, and the fee paid to the group chairman, John Reynolds, was unchanged at €150,000. However, the company's remuneration committee said his fee was last reviewed in 2017 and there had been a clear increase in the time commitment involved in his role. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that higher parking fees, the removal of on-street parking spaces and use charges for polluting vehicles to enter city centres will be among a list of options to reduce private car use in a new strategy going to Cabinet today. The new high-level strategy will seek to give local authorities a choice of 35 actions for reducing private car use in urban areas, with the priority being given for areas that are well served by public transport. It will initially go to Cabinet before going to public consultation for a number of weeks. The demand management strategy from the Department of Transport was instigated last year by Eamon Ryan, the Transport Minister, in an effort to reduce car use in urban centres to address congestion, pollution and to help reach the country's transport climate targets. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that banks and insurance companies have been warned by the Financial Services Ombudsman to improve their services to consumers. It comes after new figures show a 30% increase in the number of complaints made to the Office of the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman last year. Ombudsman Liam Sloyan insisted his office was increasing the number of complaints it was closing off. The FSPO office hit the headlines recently when it emerged that it was now taking up to 5 years to resolve some consumer complaints. But releasing figures for last year, Mr. Sloyan said his office delivered outcomes worth over €4.7 million to consumers last year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.